Previously on the originals.
Dolly is the most powerful witch I've ever seen. She craves more power still. And that is why she will come here. To take the child's power for herself.
You haven't any sleep lately?
I've been here studying all this stuff since Cold Eye.
The wolves need a new leader. I can help you become the leader your pack deserves.
You want to call things off because it'd look weird for the werewolf VP to be dating me. I'm just trying to keep you safe.
Dahlia has the power to kill anyone who stands in her way.
And you know how to stop her?
Given the proper materials, yes. I sent Father to procure them.
You put the life of my child in the hands of Michael.
Nothing will happen to that child. But we have to consider every weapon at our disposal, brother. Dahlia is coming.
Well, Mrs. Marshall Kenner, now that you've got a real local to show you around the corner, what would you like to see first?
Oh, Mr. Kenner, I'd ask to see your old aunt, but we do have an impressionable young lady with us.
Thanks.
Flowers, miss. A gift for the child.
No, we're all right. Thank you.
You sure? Black dahlias are in bloom. They're quite lovely.
Show yourself, witch.
I am here. I am everywhere. And I intend to take what is mine.
It's her.
Hey, what just happened?
Dahlia.
Isn't that the point of a fortress? It does a better job of protecting you when you stay within its walls.
Okay, we get it. Let's just figure out what the hell we're gonna do.
What I would like to do is take a strong leash.
Children, please, Niklas. Your ire is justified, however, Haley is quite right. We need to find a new strategy. Freya, if you please.
The spell you described. Dahlia calls it kenning, using proxies to watch her enemies from afar. But I've never seen it done on quite this scale.
Awesome. So basically every hurricane-chugging, boob-flashing tourist on Bourbon Street is a potential spy.
The good news is I know a little bit about how her magic works. This tonic will at least prevent her from using any of us.
Oh, come on. Should work like a charm. Bottoms up.
Niklas, is there something you wish to contribute?
I prefer biscuits with my tea.
Besides, our minds are far too strong to be invaded by kenning spells. Now, what we experienced was a test. Dahlia's watching to see how we respond to aggression. She's preparing for battle. My guess is sooner rather than later.
Well, if she was watching us, she would know that we have our own army.
She also knows where we are. And given the immense nature of her power, we simply have no idea what to expect from her. What we need is to create a new stronghold. Something that Dahlia knows nothing about. A sanctuary. From any witchcraft.
That's a fine strategy. I offer another. We could use Jackson to trace her magic back to its source. I know exactly where she is.
Fine. Do it.
Good. Then it's settled. Off you pop to your respective tasks. Me, I've always been of the opinion that the best defense is a good offense. So I'm going to find a way to murder that godforsaken witch.
What do you want, Close?
Well, perhaps I'm merely concerned about you. You do seem to spend an inordinate amount of time in graveyards for a teenager. It's a rather morbid habit.
Well, I am touched by your concern.
Anything else?
Now that you mention it, there is one matter with which I could use your help. Michael. It appears my sister, Freya, has dispatched him to gather some items I require, and seeing as how you brought him back from the dead, I'm guessing you have the means to find him.
Sorry. I'd love to help, but I'm a little busy mourning another dead boyfriend.
Do you think you're the only one who grieves my brother? I understand you hope to bring Cole back. Resurrection spells can be very tricky. They tend to require a remnant from the dearly departed. I myself am the guardian of Cole's remains, the ashes of his true body. Now, I might be inclined to entrust them to you, were I myself feeling helpful.
Fine. I'll find Michael for you, and you'll give me Cole's ashes. Deal.
We should probably get up now.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. 100%.
So it's settled then,
huh?
I'm basically already out the door.
Oh, yeah?
Or we could stay in bed all day long.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's some Netflix, cheese food, probably some other stuff.
Oh, I should probably get this. It's Jackson's.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got it. Wolf business. Blah. Grab a shower.
It seems your big bad Alpha has been compromised.
What? What happened?
Relax. Jackson is fine. He's just offered further proof of his general inadequacy. I can't trust him to guard help. So while my hands are full, I need you to serve as my eyes and ears. Get to the compound and report back anything I should know, especially where my daughter's concerned.
Yeah, sure thing, I'm on my way.
Good lad.
Hey, you okay?
That witch got in my head. I could have hurt you or the baby.
Here, drink this. Freya said it will keep her from getting in again.
I could feel her. Namely, Dahlia. She's nothing but darkness. I say, we take Hope and the pack and we leave town tonight.
We can't just run from our home, Jack.
You and Hope are my home. And running isn't a sign of weakness, it's what wolves do. I know every inch of that bayou. Out there, where the predator. We can keep her safe. At the very least, it'll buy us some time. Figure out a way to get rid of Dahlia for good.
What about Klaus? Elijah? Rebecca, they're Hope's family.
You know who else is a part of that family? Dahlia! I don't back away from a fight. Okay, but this one started 1,000 years ago. It's not our war. It certainly ain't your daughter's.
So what's the deal anyway? Aiden, that you're back in call now?
I'm simply mentoring a promising young wolf.
Josh isn't going to be too happy when he finds out about it.
And I am shaking in my boots at the mere thought of his displeasure. You see, Davina, Josh and Aiden are in love, which means they both have something to lose, thus making them all too easily manipulated, should the need arise.
It must really suck to have to be you all the time.
It hasn't been a picnic, honestly.
You know, thing is, you have that now too, don't you? Someone you love more than anything, even yourself. How does that feel to be one of us? Someone with something to lose. Class there.
Well, well, well.
it isn't the bastard himself. Have you come looking for another beating, boy?
As much as I'd love to kill you again, I wonder if our interests might be better served by joining forces. You know full well the threat we face. So, how about it? Father, care to join your bastard son on the witch hunt?
Well, this was quite the place back in my day. St. James Infirmary. Vulgar. Filthy. Loud. Some of the best nights of my life. But I assume you didn't go through all this trouble on my account.
As you know, for years this place served as neutral ground for both our communities. A place where all were welcome and safe.
And in keeping with that tradition, we'd like to invite you to cast a spell. One that would prevent the use of any magic within these walls.
You'd ask me to create a place where my kind would be utterly helpless.
My dear Josephine, powerful as you are, surely you must have sensed this grave new threat.
And I am not without empathy, but I have a responsibility to the witches. This is not our fight.
But then I do hope you understand that anyone willing to stand aside and allow my family to be threatened, I would be forced to consider an enemy.
As I said, Elijah, I am not without empathy. Perhaps a traditional blessing to dispel unwanted spirits, a barrier against those who mean to do us harm. Yes, a blessing combined with a disruption spell should do the trick.
Want some fries with that steak? I bought one of my own at Marie Laveau's voodoo shop.
I'll have a bourbon, please, sweetheart.
Nothing. Leave us. I despise this city.
Let's cut to the chase, shall we? Your precious Freya told me she sent you off to procure certain items that will expedite the death of your sister-in-law. May I assume you completed your task?
There are three elements total. Combined, they represent Dahlia's sole weakness. If you'd like to try and take them, by all means, have at it.
Your mind always drifts to violence, doesn't it? Even when you're so clearly outmatched. What was it you tried teaching us? Ah, yes. The true Viking warrior hones his fear like a blade.
Did you come here to critique my parenting skills? Or to whine about how little you were loved? You were weak before, but you are weaker still.
If you truly thought me weak, you would snatch this weapon from my hand. But you don't. Because you know better. I suggest we focus on our common enemy. Rather than bringing your materials to Freya, drawing her into a fight she may not survive, why not join me? If we win, both our daughters will be free. If we lose, well, at least you die knowing the bastard finally got his due.
By doing this, we should be able to trace Dahlia's signature all the way back to the source of her power. But I'll need to dig deep. Rebecca, if I may channel you.
Are you sure you're okay with this?
Miss Kick.
In venire potentia, repero
Dahlia is able to cast such powerful spells. She's channeling you. This whole time you've been helping her.
I had no idea. She must have found me. She wants to turn you against me.
Get away from my husband. Stop.
I want to trust you, I do. You said it yourself. You're bonded to Dahlia. I'm sorry. But it's better that you go.
Father and son, working together. I admit I never thought I'd live to see the day, and that's something coming from me.
And what makes you think I need your help? Others may tremble at the mere mention of your name, but I know you for what you truly are. A little boy, desperate for a daddy.
1,000 years ago, perhaps. But I think we can both agree the intervening centuries have turned me into an altogether different beast. Your cruelty made sure of that. And I am vicious and hateful. Just like you. It's precisely those qualities that make us uniquely suited to murdering that witch.
And why would I trust you?
Because my daughter's life depends on it. And you love yours as I love mine. You see, we're fighting for the same thing, you and I. To save the lives of the only ones who do not see us for the monsters that we truly are.
All right, Nicholas. Tell me what you propose.
You have the means to make the weapon we need. All that remains is to go for the kill.
Dahlia shares that sentiment.
One final hunt together, then. Do try to keep up, old man.
Convenient that I find you here, mere footsteps from that which is owed to me. Let me guess. Did you make a promise to your wretched siblings? Together we'll fight the wicked witch, side by side. Tell me, darling, how do they respond to your overtures? Do they welcome you with open arms and weep tears of joy at your miraculous return?
What are you going to do to me?
You always were a selfish, ungrateful child. For centuries I fed you, clothed you, and cared for you. Granted you powers beyond anything you could have ever dreamed, and still you yearn for more. Always wishing for another life, never satisfied. Soon enough, you will beg for me to bring you back into my home. After all, once I am done with these poor souls, I'll be the only family you have left. You should know better than to defy me. A lesson your father and brother will learn shortly.
What do you mean she's gone?
She was a wreck.
She's also the one person who intimately understands the enemy we now face.
Both of you just stop.
I was protecting Hope from someone it is obvious none of us completely trust.
Correct. We've done nothing but doubt Freya. Nevertheless,
she kept her promise and she saved your life. We
We certainly haven't demonstrated the same kindness towards her.
So what the bloody hell do we do now?
There's a jazz club in Algiers by the name of the St. James Infirmary.
Marcel has acquired it, and
Josephine is fortifying it as a sanctuary against magic. Pack your things.
Marcel will escort you and Hope there tonight at 9 o'clock.
You wait with me.
What for?
If Freya should return, we will be here. Now, whether we trust her or not, we cannot win this fight without her.
This is it. One last favor, and if you don't give me his ashes, I swear I
will. Serena, whatever you may think of me, I am a man of my word.
Actually, he's a liar, a beast, and a degenerate. But in this exceptional instance, he may be of some use.
Oh, good. You're back.
Dahlia's minion remains within St. Anne's Church.
Clearly it's a trap.
Of course it's a trap. And how good is it that we bring surprises of our own?
Wait, so you two are friends now?
Absolutely not. We're merely aligned out of necessity for the purpose we both enjoy the most. Glorious murder. In fact, you'll be helping.
You said you needed a binding spell.
And here, my lovely little witch, is what you will bind. Spoil from Dahlia's homeland, that which links her to this mortal coil, along with Viking ash, that of her oppressors, the source of her immense hatred. And finally, blood of her adopted child, my beloved daughter Freya. The closest thing to love that miserable witch has ever known.
All the sources of her power bound together form a weakness. So what do you want me to do?
Simple. Bind those ingredients to a weapon.
Well, am I supposed to go to the toy store and get a slingshot?
Use this.
You just wouldn't be you if you didn't have a knife, would you?
Well, perhaps you can steal it later and dull its blade with your art.
Do us this favor. Help us end this evil witch's reign, and I will live up to my end of our bargain. I swear it on my daughter's life.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I need to see Elijah.
Let her through.
I'm actually glad you're here.
Freya.
I saw her. Dahlia. She intends to make her move tonight. Klaus and our father will be her next victims.
And you have returned to warn the very people who will cast you out?
I understand Klaus's mistrust, as I do yours. But I did not come this far to see my family die at the hands of the very evil that I've tried for so long to escape. I'm begging you, help me save them.
Tell me what you need.
Dahlia will lure them into a trap. She prefers places of darkness. She'll be drawn to any site that's been steeped in death.
Well, welcome to New Orleans.
Oh, no, I'm talking about dark power created by a massacre. Sacred ground that's been stained in the blood of the innocent.
Well? What are you waiting for? You crone.
Now that you've arrived, not a thing. Let us begin.
We are well met. So be it. Are you ready?
I was born ready.
Yeah.
My acolytes are rather formidable. I gifted them with a fraction of my own power to help level the playing field.
Come on in. Shut the door. You're my right hand, Aiden. You've always been loyal, brave. I want you to know I don't take that for granted. That's why you're the only one I can trust with this. I need to get Haley and Hope the hell out of here tonight.
Right under Klaus's roof, he's gonna kill you.
Klaus will kill me for leaving dishes in the sink. It's all the more reason to run.
I'm not joking. Klaus will find out he has his ways, you know that.
I got a route mapped out, two side streets and back roads. Between Dahlia's spying and Klaus's ways, we need to get out of here fast. I need you to get a car and meet us at the service entrance at 8:45. I mean, exactly 8:45. Marcel's coming at 9.
Yeah, of course, I'll be there.
I don't know how long I'll be away. Wolves are gonna need a leader. Go for it.
To you about my sketchy phone call with Klaus this morning. I'm a jerk. Wait, my bad. I accidentally did your side of the conversation. Let's start over. You go.
You heard the phone call.
Yeah. Vampiring, dude. And you can turn it on and off, but I'm nosy. Particularly when my boyfriend is conducting secret business with the guy who, you know, murdered me on my spring break.
I just didn't want you to get involved, okay?
Involved in what?
It's nothing. I've got nothing.
Oh, hey, man. What is going on?
No, I just...
Please.
I don't know what to do. Jackson's got this big escape plan with Haley and the baby tonight, and if I don't tell Klaus, then
he'll cut your head off with a dull butter knife.
But Jackson's been looking after me since we were kids. I can't just stab him in the back.
I don't know if you have a choice.
He's part of my pack. You don't know what that's like.
Hey, you don't have to be a crescent wolf to love your friends. Okay, it's fine. We're gonna figure this out. Okay?
Quite the operatic performance. Though that is the thing with these grand tragedies. In the end, all the heroes die.
Haley?
Klaus and Elijah are the oldest, most powerful vampires in the world. And Dolly's got them scared. If she takes them down, I don't want Hope to be around to see what happens next. Do you really think this is the best plan to protect her?
I really do.
You struggle with such passion. All in defense of the ones you love. An honorable quality. One which I had not anticipated, given the reputation which precedes you. Still,
A bit too little. Too late.
And you, husband of my sister, you, I would like to make suffer.
Enough!
My Freya, you do realize that this so-called family of yours is simply using you for your power.
No. You're the one who used me for 1,000 years. No more. So be it.
Stay away from my daughter.
Don't you know I'm too powerful to kill?
Sign of him. Something's wrong.
Fan out. Find him. Now.
He should be here by now. Something must have happened.
Okay.
Took you long enough. Are we going to Algiers or what?
Right now, that club is the safest place in town.
We all have weaknesses. You came here united, hoping to exploit mine. And in doing so, you lost the one thing that you could have used against me. The weapon you created. Now, rendered. You can...
No! Now that we've dispensed with that little trinket, perhaps we can focus on the issue at hand. After all, I seek only that which is owed to me, nothing more. Give me the child. And you all may live. Deny me, and, well, you've had a taste of my power. I can't imagine you hunger for more.
I told him it was traffic.
Jax was furious, but he bought it. So, I guess I live another day. Yeah? So what about tomorrow?
How could I be so stupid? The moment Klaus looked at me, I should have run the opposite direction.
Josh, I'm so sorry about all of this. Yeah. Me too. I mean, mainly because if Klaus hurts you, I'm gonna have to seek vengeance. Psycho ninja style. And I think we both know how that's gonna go. Hey. This isn't your fault. No more than it was mine for getting my neck snapped in some crappy dive bar. This is what Klaus does.
independent. I've kind of been on my own my whole life. And then suddenly, everything was different. Because of you. You are my pack. You and Marcel and Davina, and yeah, I'd die for you. Because I don't think I can go back to how it was before. Look, we're gonna figure this out. Together.
Well, that sounds like a bloody fiasco. Where's Dahlia now?
She could be anywhere. There wasn't a trace of her left in the church.
She's done with us for the night. No doubt she wants us to take some time to wallow in our defeat.
Defeat? I disagree. We saw her face. We took her measure. If that's the best she's got, quite frankly, I'm unimpressed.
Her aim was not to impress us. She wanted us to reveal our sole weapon. And like fools, we did.
Am I hearing things? Or did Nick just exchange words with our father?
Rebecca, I know that wicked tongue anywhere. What mischief have you gotten yourself into now? No doubt the bastard's doing.
Enough. My patience, like this farce of a reunion, is at an end.
Agreed. There really is only one question here.
What exactly are we doing?
This was not my plan. You rushed it and made but a single weapon. Of course she took it from you. And now we've lost what advantage we had and used up the very materials we needed to kill her.
It's a bit histrionic. Your materials are easily found. Let's take stock, shall we? There's an ample supply of your blood. Norwegian soil is hardly scarce. What else? Ah, yes. The ashes of Dahlia's Viking oppressors.
Only priceless relics gotten with great difficulty at a museum. Lost due to your worthless strategy.
If I feel even the faintest touch of your magic, prayer, I'll end him with the flick of my wrist. You don't seem surprised.
Betrayal is in your nature, boy.
No. I wasn't born like this. You fight for lovely Freya, the daughter you barely know.
Yet there was a time when you knew me.
As your son. A time before all the disappointments, the revelations of betrayal. There were moments when all you had to do was be my father. And even then, you despised me, didn't you? I want to know why.
I don't know. I just did. I love you.
Viking ash is indeed rare. All you really need is a burning Viking corpse.
Your technique is exquisite.
Do you play?
Not in some time.
Allow me to help you change that. Dire. Yes. Indeed. Now I feel back my pardon, madam. I must use you to send a message to all those who would side against me. I suppose there's no promises one old witch can make to another. Sadly, my dear, there's nothing you can do for me that I cannot do for myself. May I then? One last tune.